In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Greetings, brothers and sisters. In ancient times, a talent was the largest unit of weight, which was used to measure, gold or silver. And according to the Oxford Companion to the Bible, as a monetary unit, one talent was the equivalent of 6,000 drachmas. And a drachma was the standard Greek silver coin. It was about the same thing as the Roman denarius, which was one day's pay. Okay, so one denarius, one drachma, was the equivalent of one day's pay for a person. So 6,000 drachmas could actually represent a person's entire lifetime earnings. Two talents or five talents would have been a great fortune indeed. In today's gospel, the Lord uses the image of a talent to show the great value of the gifts that he's given to us. Now, our Holy Fathers see these talents as an image of the spiritual gifts that God has bestowed on the souls of all men. And yet, spiritual gifts also have a material counterpart. So not using these talents that God has given us represents the sins of omission, which the Lord shows us is just as bad as committing sins. St. Nikolai Vlimirovich says it's a great tragedy when someone has great wealth and does not give to the poor, or has great wisdom but keeps it locked within themselves, or any sort of goods and skills and show them to no one, or great power and do not protect the poor and miserable. The best that could be said for them is that they are thieves, for they count God's gift as their own, taking what belongs to others and concealing what is given to them. Their sin is no less than that of a man who stood on a riverbank with a rope and saw someone drowning, but did not throw him the rope so that he could save himself. St. Gregory the Great says that, in this case, the five talents refer to our five senses of sight, hearing, smell, taste, and touch. And then he says that the two talents refer to the knowledge of externals, and meaning that the one who comprehends both theory and practice. So that's the two talents, to understand the theory, what we should do, and then the practice of what we actually do. And the one talent, St. Gregory says, is like someone who only comprehends theory. Someone who uses their five senses to make progress in their spiritual life doubles their talents. It's been said that the Orthodox Church is designed to engage all of our senses toward heavenly things. You know, we come into the church, we see the icons and the vestments and this sort of beauty, and we hear the prayers and the hymns and the bells being rung. We use our sense of touch when we make the sign of the cross and venerate the icons. We taste the holy body and blood of Christ and the blessed Antiteron and other blessed foods, and we smell, of course, the fragrance of the incense. So when we make use of those things to help inspire us and lift up our hearts and minds toward heaven, our senses can be of great value to us spiritually. However, if someone uses their five senses only to acquire worldly possessions or only for selfish pleasures, then that person becomes like that useless servant who buried his talent in the earth. St. Gregory the Great continues, "The useless servant called his master hard, and yet he neglected to serve him for profit. He said that he was afraid to put out the talent for interest when he should have been afraid only of bringing it back to his master without interest. Many people in the church resemble that servant. They are afraid to attempt a better way of life, but not of resting in idleness. When they advert to the fact that they are sinners, the prospect of laying hold of ways of holiness alarms them, but they feel no fear at remaining in their wickedness." So when we make an effort to please God and follow his commandments and show our love for God, as it says in Proverbs, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction." Again, St. Gregory goes on to say, "We see daily examples of the person with the one talent of just comprehending theory in the church. Many attend very well to externals as they receive them and are brought by additional grace to mystical understanding as well. Thus, those who faithfully attend to externals may be strong in their inner understanding." In other words, if we at least attend the church services and keep the fasts and the feasts throughout the year, make an effort to pray each day and further our understanding of our faith by reading the scriptures and holy fathers and the lives of the saints, we will be using at least that one talent to earn spiritual profit, and God will help us. The Lord, in his love for us, wants all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. So even though he gives us sobering things like this to consider, he also shows us how we may avoid the mistakes of others and find our way to salvation. So let us then imitate those profitable servants who use their talents to serve God, that one day we too may hear the words, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of your Lord." Glory be to our God.